Paige DiFiore is the formal editorial assistant at Credit.com. She's a blogger and generally really just a smart cookie. The proof of this is a recent piece she penned drawing on the actions of the nefarious, troubled, and downright dangerous Harry Potter villain Lord Voldemort. It's his diabolical actions that, when used for good, can serve as an example of how to get what you really want out of your money. Welcome to the show, Paige.
Hi, nice to be here.
So let's get this out of the way. You know, Lord Voldemort is a very, very nasty character, and you're not suggesting anybody murder anyone or become a villainous snake wizard, right?
Definitely not.
Okay, that's good to hear. By the way, for those of you who don't know, Voldemort's main goal was to kill Harry Potter, but how does this make him a good example for someone who's good at managing money? Let's find out. So tell us what transpired to make you think about Lord Voldemort and being a good steward of your own money.
Well, when it comes to finance, I know that when it's tied to something that I have an interest in, it's so much easier for me to understand and want to read about it. So when I was trying to come up with ideas, I was trying to think of what's something that's really strange and crazy to kind of pair with money. And I thought, how about one of the worst villains of all time?
What about his actions and the way he feels about things that would make him a successful money manager?
I mean, he is dedicated. There are so many movies, and in every movie he has the same goal. So when you're saving money, if you're dedicated, that's the first step. Mm-hmm. And he's also very widely broadcasting his mission. Everyone knows that he wants to kill Harry Potter. Mm-hmm. So when it comes to saving money, if everyone knows that you're saving money, it makes it so much easier.
Well, he lives, actually, he's dead now, I guess. You know, talking about a fictional character being dead. But he was driven by so much hate for Harry Potter and what he represented that every single day he plotted to destroy him. So are you suggesting that a person get to a certain point, maybe not through hate, but through some other feeling to get their act together?
I mean, I think it's a great motivator. If you're really motivated, if you kind of paint like debt as a villain, it can be really helpful in kind of making you want to like just take control and conquer it.
Well, you know, also in the case of Voldemort, it led to a lot of career longevity because he was in 8 movies and 7 books. So
yeah.
Maybe there's a lesson there as well. What are some of the other characteristics? You write, be ruthless with yourself. What's that mean?
When it comes to money, it can be hard because you don't want to feel like you're depriving yourself by saving, but you really need to be a bit ruthless. You really need to look at where you're spending your money and think, do I really need this? Is this something that is making my life so much better that I can't afford to be without it? He's just very ruthless. He just didn't care and kind of stuck to his main goal. And when you stick to your main goal, you have to be a little ruthless with yourself and be a little hard on yourself, at least I think.
In your article, you had a link to how to save without feeling deprived, and I copied and pasted that. So let's talk a little bit about that. To prime your frugality pump, as it's written here, some painless ways to pinch pennies without depriving yourself of the things that you enjoy. Number one, I guess, brew your own coffee instead of going out and spending. You're not depriving yourself of coffee, and maybe the coffee's actually a little bit better. Any other ideas of ways to save without feeling deprived?
I think when you're looking to buy things for yourself, if you really kind of go through what you have and see how many things that you already own, and to just focus on being grateful rather than saying, I need the next thing, I need this thing, because in reality, you're probably not as deprived as you think. If you kind of take a moment to kind of have gratitude for what you have, you might not feel as inclined to spend.
Yeah, you know, and maybe quit eating out as often as you do. Shop smart. Don't fall for stores' tricks. You know, they are masters at marketing and they know how to target your emotions. And make sure that you understand your emotions and you can walk away. Because, you know, really the facts are that if you don't act and you do walk away, there's actually, I believe, just a 90% chance that you won't end up buying that item on the spur of the moment. Here's another one that interests me about your article about Lord Voldemort is wear a uniform. Why would that help me?
One of the biggest ways a lot of people spend money, I know a lot of my money is spent on clothes, is when you feel like you need to keep following trends and buying new outfits. But a really big thing, and it's really famous with a lot of CEOs, is kind of wearing a uniform, wearing the same outfit almost every day or every day. You just have a go-to outfit formula, and it kind of downsizes your wardrobe, and you could sell other clothes, and you won't feel as inclined to spend money on clothes, and it will also save you a lot of stress when you're worrying about what to wear.
Mm. Especially, I think, for women. I think men tend to kind of wear the same thing pretty much every day. I know I keep a blazer in my office, and I kind of come to work with, you know, basically a shirt, no tie here in South Florida. And then when it comes time to see clients, I put the blazer on, and it's really quite simple and really, I guess, don't spend. But I'll tell you one thing I do is when I do buy clothes, I buy good quality clothes. And while you may pay up for that initially, in the long run, it's best because the clothes last longer.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Here's another one. And you mentioned this before, share your mission. I mean, everybody knew that Lord Voldemort wanted to find and kill Harry Potter. Why is sharing your mission so important?
I think when people around you know your goals and know that you're really trying to stick to them, you have people that will hold you accountable. And when it comes like time for the holidays or when your friends constantly want to go out to eat and they know you're on a budget, they might better accommodate you. You might say, hey, like this year, the gifts aren't going to be as expensive and it's not going to be like really difficult because they know your mission and they really want to help you once they know what you're trying to do.
I think there's also a psychological aspect of talking about it, of getting it out there and getting other people involved, as opposed to kind of just, you know, internalizing it and kind of suffering yourself. There's some kind of catharsis that they may help you succeed at this well. Here's another fact, a focus on actually understanding. I guess Voldemort's ultimate demise resulted from his lack of understanding about a certain curse. Tell me about that.
So had he known that a certain curse would backfire when he used it at the time that he used it, he probably could have avoided getting killed, at least for a bit longer. So when it comes to money, if you actually understand your finances and know your credit score and know what all of it means, you're setting yourself up for success. Because if you go into something not actually knowing what's going on, just kind of like, oh, I'm going to save money, but you don't actually know the intricacies of it, it can backfire.
Yeah, so don't be caught up in denial. And remember the old idea that if you're sitting at a poker table and you're wondering who the patsy is, that means you're the patsy. So you got to be the smartest person in the room. And one way to do that is to know your stuff, know your credit score, know what's in your bank account, know what your student loans are, know what the rate on the student loans are. Just know your stuff so you don't make a big mistake. Here's one, keep a diary. Why is that important?
I think that when you can see where you're spending your money, where you're getting your money from, if it's all laid out in front of you, whether it's on physical paper or even on an app, there are so many apps out there, it can really help you like look at everything and cut your spending because you can see where everything's going. It's not just like a vague idea. And it's also a lot easier to keep track of your savings when you have it all written down.
Know your history is another one. Voldemort had a slight obsession with his heritage. Why is that important?
When you know the mistakes that you've made in the past and you know how long you've had your accounts open and what's really been eating your budget, it can better prepare you for the future. Like they always said in history class, when you learn history, you're less likely to repeat it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. I think that's a good lesson for our politicians as well these days.
Yeah.
And finally, a couple of last ideas here. Start young. You know, I'm always talking about that on the show. The magic of compounding really takes place or really reveals itself when you start young. And as the years tick by, it's pretty amazing. Voldemort created his first, I don't know how to say this, Horcruxes?
Yep.
I said that right? Okay, at the age of 17. So, you know, I don't know what a Horcrux is, but he started early and that seemed to help him. And finally, find the motivation that works for you. His actions were motivated by true hatred and hunger to rid the world of muggles. I guess you better find a different kind of motivation.
Yeah, I think a good motivation, I mean, you could take a page from his book and really be motivated by an anger and a hunger to just be free of debt. Or to rid yourself of debt.
Right. Okay. My guest, Paige DeFiore, former editorial assistant at credit.com, blogger. What is the name of your blog, Paige?
It's called Eyeliner Wings and Pretty Things.
Eyelinerwingsandprettythings.com. Pretty cool. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
To hear this segment again and to find out all the links that we mentioned here with Paige, don't forget to come to our website and follow our show at stevepomerantz.com.